This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an honor to be with you all here today. I'm really grateful to Alex for the fact that he has allowed free speech on this platform. He's allowed discourse. He's allowed differing opinions. Protecting free speech is so vital. It's so vital because, as I put out on X the other day, first they take your speech, then they take your mind. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that the suppression of free speech and censorship in general actually has so much to do with the transhumanist agenda, and I'm going to explain it to you today. I was on an X space recently where I was discussing the transhumanist agenda and the vision of these technocrats to merge human beings with AI, to merge human beings into the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things. And when I first started talking about this stuff, a lot of people were saying, wow, this is really out there, Maria. You know, I love the information that you bring, but this is a little bit too far. And what I'm finding is, you know, particularly in that X space, I sort of dropped a bomb with the most outlandish, a condensed version of the most outlandish possible way to explain the plans of the UN and these maniacs at the World Economic Forum that want to, that tell you that basically free will is over, humans don't have a soul, God is a, you know, fiction in the sky and we need to forget about him. And Yuval basically, you know, describing the end of human consciousness. But what is it that they actually envision when they're saying these things? We see Yuval saying humans are hackable animals, you know, free will is over. So what is their actual vision? And I did a condensed version of this on the X space. Team, actually, I might get you to play that clip when we come back from break out loud, but we'll hold on for a moment. In this X space, I did a condensed version of that, and people were so hungry for it. So I'm going to do one later on this week with a couple of really other fantastic broadcasters on there to explain the book, the UN 100's Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. And what the UN has actually published, I've got a black and white version of it here. The team will bring it up on screen shortly. But I've got a these people have published what they plan on doing with the internet. What do they actually see the internet as compared to what we see it as? And in the UN's latest efforts, UNESCO has published guidelines for the governance of digital platforms. And I'm going to talk you through some of that document today, because what they're seeking to do is moderate everything online, including platforms that aim to be free speech platforms, like X, like Meta, Meta doesn't even aim to be free speech, but moderate any platforms. Even if a platform tried to maintain free speech, they would be attacked based on this document, because these guidelines for the governance of digital platforms published by UNESCO basically seek to govern every country, every platform online based on what the UN wants. And it's important to understand what the UN wants, which is why I will talk you through this book today as well, or at least explain what it is that they, you know, lay down as their vision in this book. Because in order to understand your enemy, you have to read their documents. You have to study them. To understand the direction of the New World Order, you have to study what they've published. And they don't hide it. These people do not hide it. They are very open about how they want to silence you, how you have to comply or else, how there is no ability for you to exist unless they squeeze you into this box that says you must think and speak like this. That is what is contained inside of these documents. So we're going to go through those today. and I'm going to do my best to again condense this version, their version of transhumanism and what it means to transition life into the digital and into the metaverse today. So buckle up, it's going to be a loaded broadcast. Stay with me, we'll be right back after this short break.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please migrate products to InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
If you will, when it comes to transhumanism, and the evolutionists love him. They think he's great. They really believe that this is the next level of human evolution, man merging with machine, becoming this, this cyborg, and they really think that when the UN and these organizations transition us into the metaverse, that we're somehow going to be, enlightened. And that's exactly what the UN talks about in their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment, which is really a Luciferian term. Okay. That is exactly what they mean by that. But they think that, you know, by connecting our brains to the Internet of Everything, human beings forming part of the Internet where everything is sort of open and visible, you know, Klaus Schwab says, well, if you've got nothing to hide, it won't matter to you. Now, hang on a second. I have some thoughts that I'd like to keep private, actually. But inside the universe that they're building, you are policed. Even your thoughts are policed. And so... But these people think, oh, well, it's great because we can share knowledge in real time. I'll be able to see what this neurophysicist is thinking. We'll be able to share our theories in real time in the metaverse or whatever. But that's not actually what this is about. It's about a system of complete control where even your thoughts are monitored. And as the Rand Corporation openly says, we will be able to manipulate the way that humans think and coerce them to do things that they have never that they don't want to do. The Rand Corporation has openly said this. So let's play this clip from Harari, and then I want to get into this UNESCO document.
Many, maybe most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story, we want to believe it, but it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also, like human rights and like God and like heaven, they too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it. You can touch it. You can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories, very powerful stories, stories we might want to believe very much, but still they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You cannot touch it. You cannot smell it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Of course you can see and touch the United States. Just touch the ground you're standing on, for goodness sake. Think about the things that went into forming the United States. I mean, he's insane. But what I find so fascinating about these people is you hear Yuval Noah Harari, who is a transhumanist, who is, lead advisor to Schwab of the World Economic Forum, and you know that the UN and the WEF and all of these organizations are working hand in hand to achieve this transhumanist agenda, and yet you've got Yuval saying human rights are just a fiction. This is just a fictional story that we made up. Humans don't have any rights. Why would you be advocating for the next phase of human evolution if humans don't have rights? Why would we be spending all this time talking about humans advancing if we don't have any rights? But then you have organizations like the WHO who, when they first published their proposed amendments to the international health regulations, put a strike through the words human rights, fundamental freedoms and dignity, or dignity, human fundamental freedoms and human rights, dignity and fundamental freedoms. I don't know which order it was in. It really doesn't matter. They put a strike through, meaning all future pandemics will not be, we will not consider human rights or dignity or fundamental freedoms when we are addressing all future pandemics. And then UNESCO publishes these guidelines for the governance of digital platforms, and they say human rights have to be at the center of everything that we do. The United Nations claims that it's a human rights organization. The World Health Organization says public health is a human right. So they keep harping on about these human rights, meanwhile they do not believe in them. In fact, in the book Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment, they say that all human beings are objects, that they've been entered into a social contract, which most of us didn't even know about. Their social contract involves holding a couple of public Zoom meetings, and then after Z Media puts out a report exposing them, taking them down off YouTube, yes, they did that. That was the Boston Global Forum. Can't find some of those videos anymore. Holding a couple of public consultation meetings and having two guests on Zoom who disagreed with a lot of what they were saying, by the way, in terms of letting AI run the judicial system, and then saying, oh, we've entered humanity into a social contract through public consultation. They're all now called objects in the AI world society. So it's very important to understand their thinking when you're reading these documents and they keep telling you that they care about human rights, because they don't. Their version of human rights is the version where you are nothing. You only get to live, earn, and exist if you think in the way that they want you to think. Forget free speech. They're after your brain. They're after your soul. But in light of what's happening on X this week, most people are aware now that many, many conservative accounts have been either shadow banned or ghost banning, they call it on X. It's the same thing, really, that Meta was implementing during COVID, that Twitter 1.0 was implementing during COVID. Any dissenting views, any people critical of Israel's actions right now on Palestinians, even medical, that's a different form of censorship through weaponized, we think, potentially big pharma community notes, volunteers. But there is definitely an attack on anyone that's criticizing the establishment right now on X. And even if X was to do its very best, even if they were to do their very best to protect free speech, the UN will not let them. So, team, I've sent you the link for the guidelines for the governance of digital platforms that UNESCO has published. And this is basically calling for all states to comply with these guidelines. And people may say, oh, well, they're just guidelines. No, you don't have to follow them. The UN is your shadow government. The UN and what they publish is what all of their little NGOs and all of these lobby groups use when excusing the new laws that they're bringing into your country. And I'll give you a very quick example before we go into this on the other side of the break. I've mentioned this before. In Australia, we had this referendum last year for a voice to parliament, okay, where they were trying to say that Aboriginal people need more rights. We need to incorporate them into the Constitution so that they have a voice, as if they don't. They already have quite a bit of representation in our government, but that's a separate issue. And they were trying to pretend to care about Aboriginal people. You all know this. We had Grandmother Malara, an Aboriginal elder, on this very broadcast saying, we don't want this. But it was based on, and they were desperately trying to hide it, to the point where our Prime Minister, because so many people became aware of it, said, no, this isn't a UN land grab. It's got nothing to do with the UN. When in actual fact, it had to do with UNDRIP, the UN, the United Nations Right on Indigenous Peoples. That document, and Article 46 of UNDRIP, after it gives you all this fluff about human rights and Indigenous rights, says that ultimately you will agree to being subject to the United Nations. And so they claim that they care about Indigenous people, but what it's actually about is the UN then owning the land of that country, which the Council on Foreign Relations says they want to do, they want to own 80% of. The UN's got their 30 by 30 agenda, which is taking 30% of every country's land, and they're working on it right now. But the Council on Foreign Relations says 80%. So you always have to dig deeper than what they're publishing, and we're going to do that on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. The plan to silence the internet.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, so I spent the past two segments talking about really setting this up and explaining to everyone that we have to understand the way the enemy thinks to decode their language. That's exactly what we're about to do, looking at the guidelines for the governance of digital platforms that UNESCO has published and wants to implement worldwide. So reading through this document, they talk about how social media has really given us the opportunity to connect and, for platforms, people on these platforms to express, inform and affirm themselves. But then they say, however, these same social networks, become bubbles of isolation, cocoons of misinformation, which sometimes foster conspiracy theories and extreme violence. Look how they're putting theories and violence together. They're putting those two together. And I've spoken about this before, but you know, we had this tragedy in Australia, in Queensland, some time ago, where sadly a couple of police officers lost their lives. And they tried to say that this was because of conspiracy theories online. And then featured me on 60 Minutes saying that I'm somehow contributing to this by exposing something that the military was doing here in Australia, training to rise against protesters. Why would your military be training to tackle their own countrymen? Shouldn't we be protecting against foreign invaders? But that's a separate issue altogether. And basically, because I was exposing that, something that was on a government website, I'm somehow contributing to this, you know, domestic terrorism. It was absolutely astounding to watch. That was around the time that I got debanked. So what I'm trying to say is they always link quote-unquote conspiracy theories to extreme violence. You know, and around that time, they were saying that anyone who believes in the last book of the Bible should be reported to the police. This is the kind of madness that's happening in my country. Team, you can take that off the screen if you want. Then they say that if we don't distinguish fiction from reality, falsehood from truth, the foundation of our societies crumble. I agree with that. When are they going to talk about the fact that there are only two genders? Because, you know, truth is biological reality. There can only be two genders. There are only two genders, and you can't become a man if you were born a woman. It's very simple. So these people don't believe the words that they write. Democracy, dialogue, and debate, all essential to address major contemporary challenges, become impossible. Yeah, you're right. They do become impossible. When you are calling for platforms to be censored based on the agenda that you're pushing, it is impossible to achieve democracy, political debate, dialogue, and all of the above. When I read this document, it's like if you look at the world like this and it flips like this, this is how you feel reading this document, because they are inverting everything that's good and real and true. This commitment led UNESCO to publish guidelines for broadcasting regulations. So UNESCO are actually responsible for some of the guidelines that broadcasters, as in, you know, official media, have been following since 2005. So it's worth paying attention to what they're saying should be happening now with digital platforms. They're saying that UNESCO is seeking to combat misinformation and hate speech while promoting transparency and freedom of expression on platforms. What is hate speech? I put this out there yesterday and no one was really able to define it. But what is hate speech? It does not exist. Hate speech does not exist. What? Because if you express your hatred towards someone, you're hating them? People express their hatred towards Christians all the time. Are we going to lock them all up? I mean, come on, people, grow a backbone. Hate speech. Give me a break. Oh, my feelings are hurt. That's hate speech. Really? There is nothing more pathetic in this world than those who cry victim and hate speech at every corner. Have a cold cup of concrete, a hard cup of concrete. I'm pretty sure I've butchered that saying. Toughen up and have a proper discussion. Learn to talk to people. But they don't want you doing this because they want to turn you into a mindless drone, and it goes back to the UN 100 book I keep referencing. But anyway, they put this quote in, freedom of opinion is a farce unless factual information is guaranteed and the facts themselves are not in dispute. What about only two genders, guys? I mean, it's unbelievable. Anyway, the aim of these guidelines is to safeguard the right to freedom of expression, including access to information and other human rights in digital platform governance. Okay? The European Union just published that they were going to start, they were going to publish regulations for AI. Okay? But when you read between the lines, what they're doing is regulating you using it, not the government. So digital governance, digital platform governance, means in the way that they want. These guidelines highlight overarching principles that should be followed in all governance systems that impact freedom of expression and access to information on digital platforms. So they're telling you what we're publishing here, is what should be used worldwide, and they even talk about on decentralized platforms. Decentralized. What, are you going to tell me what I can and can't say in my private messages? What? How far does this extend? Well, the truth is that it extends to anywhere that you would use a telecommunications service, the internet. News media can also benefit from these guidelines in their ongoing efforts to hold powerful actors accountable. Oh, yes, like CNN with Hunter Biden. They've done a great job at that. Thanks, guys. They talk about that the freedom of expression and access to information and diverse cultural content should be considered in light of changes in the digital environment, such as elections, data protection, and antitrust regulations. What is an antitrust regulation? Well, what they mean there is you have zero trust. They have zero trust in you, and you have to prove that you're trustworthy to keep using their services by complying with everything they say and want you to think, feel, and so on and so forth. There is so much in here about gender, by the way. And so you are not trusted if you say that there are not more than two genders. This is a social credit system. They're describing the social credit system of the internet to you. And they talk about self-regulation, co-regulation, and statutory regulation. So the person regulating themselves, regulating their own speech because they're afraid of saying anything. Co-regulation, so the platforms participating in that regulation, and then the state participating in that regulation of speech as well. And they say that these guidelines are designed to contribute in a practical way to broader efforts to realize a human-centered model for digital governance. Well, what do they consider human beings as? Objects. So what is their human-centered model governing all things digital actually when they say that human beings are objects? They say that this is also part of the broader toolkit to achieve sustainable development. Oh, we're going to regulate the internet so that we can implement all the climate madness, including you not drinking coffee and eating bugs, because we need that for sustainable development.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The beginnings of this global digital governance. Just yesterday I saw that the CEO of Gab was contacted by Europol to remove a documentary that someone posted on his platform that Europol didn't like. And he told them to shut it, and of course that's all well and good. But the problem is that once we have global government, you don't have a leg to stand on when you say, well, those aren't the laws in my country. Because once you have a one world government, you have no country. That's what replacement migration is about. That's what destroying your national identity is about. That's what having someone like Joe Biden or Anthony Albanese in office is about. It's for those who don't know, Anthony Albanese is the Australian Prime Minister. It's there to demoralize people, because you look at these people and you go, how could this person ever be employed even in a chicken shop serving hot chips? They couldn't operate a deep fryer effectively, and they're running a country. That is by design. Michael Yon calls it the Dog King. And so I there's another example I can give you. South Africa, a broadcaster in South Africa, Germ Warfare, I saw recently he was contacted by the New Zealand government to pull down an interview that he did regarding the Christchurch massacre. They didn't like it, and he told them to shove it. But again, once you have digital governance going global and, you know, countries uniting over this, you no longer have that option. And people will say, oh, okay, well, in the United States, we have our First Amendment. Look at how they trampled on your First Amendment during, I don't know, Twitter 1.0, for example, how they're trampling on it now. The fact that there were government officials being censored on X, doctors being censored on X, Americans having their First Amendment squashed through big tech. It's not hard. They've done it before. And so where does this all come from? It comes from the UN, and we'll go back to this document. Now, they say that groups that are in situations of vulnerability and marginalization include people with disabilities, migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers, LGBTI persons, or older persons. At this point, you really do need to add white Christian males on there as marginalized community, because apparently only disabled people and gay people and migrants are marginalized in society. It's unbelievable. Oh, did that offend someone? Was that hate speech? Thankfully, InfoWars doesn't believe that term exists either. These principles recognize the fundamental need to ensure online spaces continue to develop and be used in ways that are conducive to achieving the sustainable development goals. Think about what they're telling you here, that the internet must support the sustainable development goals, which are all about reducing your quality of life in order to achieve net zero, which is never going to happen. While they keep flying around on private jets, which I have no problem with, by the way, fly around on your private jet, just don't tell me I can't fly. Eat however much meat you want, just don't tell me I have to eat crickets. But they are all hell bent on reducing your quality of life. You saw yesterday, Alex, I shared the clip of that guy at the World Economic Forum saying we need to reduce the coffee that people drink. Nothing for you, peasant. But you know, right now we have the ability to via the internet call this stuff out. Well, they're saying, no, we need to regulate it so that the internet helps us achieve our SDGs. They mention again that this universal entitlement is both a means and an end, as in the universal entitlement of essentially media information literacy and media availability, is both a means to an end for the fulfillment of collective human aspirations, including the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. They're telling you the only reason the internet exists moving forward, as far as we're concerned, is to achieve the SDGs. And only things that support that can remain on the internet. They talk about needing to provide an open, safe, secure environment for digital platform users and non-users. Okay. And then they say that states have to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights. But this is where this whole thing becomes undone, and I'll tell you why. It says states should respect and promote human rights, including the right to freedom of expression and the right to access information. So states are all of the countries that are part of the UN, which the United States has introduced bills to leave, and I support that, and the people of the world should all be demanding that. Because the UN is one of the number one problems in the world. Restrictions on freedom of expression are permissible only under the conditions established by Articles 19 and 20 of the ICCPR. Now, let me tell you what the ICCPR is. Oh, look at these guys. They found it on the document. Thank you. That's the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So they're saying that states should respect and promote human rights, except restrictions on freedom are permissible only under these particular conditions. Now, what does Article 19 of the ICCPR say? Well, Part 3 says that the exercise of the rights – well, actually, I have to read 1 and 2 for you. Article 19, everyone shall have the right to hold opinions without interference. Great. Everyone shall have the right to freedom of expression. This right shall include freedom to seek, receive, and impart information and all kind and ideas of all kinds, regardless of frontiers, either orally, in writing, or in print, or in the form of art, or through any other media. Great. The exercise of the rights provided for in paragraph 2 of this article carries with it special duties and responsibilities. Oh, okay. It may therefore be subject to certain restrictions, but these shall only be such as are provided by law and are necessary for the respect of the rights or reputation of others, for the protection of national security or of public order or of public health or morals. Who defines what public health is? Who defines what morals are? Who defines what respect is or the reputation of others is? So freedom of expression should be allowed except if you talk about the fact that the COVID shots don't work because we say it's for public health. Except if you talk about the fact that people are dying in droves, in the millions, from these injections because we say they're safe and effective. If you talk about the fact that it's really not good to mutilate children's genitals because we say they should be mutilated from the age of 3. So whilst this document says that it's for, this is what I'm saying, they say that they're for human rights, they say they're for freedom of expression, but when you read between the lines, you see that there are all these provisions to actually allow for censorship, and that is what this document is about. It is telling the world, you need to start completely censoring the internet. They say that they support independent research around online speech, content moderation and curation and platform accountability, and they want high quality, professional, you know, independent journalism, all of this sort of stuff, but then just say that it needs to be approved media. Much like the laws that they're trying to pass, they've already passed in Canada, where only official media can be viewed by Canadians, much like the laws they're trying to pass in Australia, where people like me would be investigated and only official media is exempt from the scrutiny for spreading misinformation. So the media can come out and tell you, take this shot. It's really great. It's going to save your life, knowing full well that you're going to die, but they'll be exempt. But an independent journalist is subject to prosecution. Wow, that is such an amazing display of human rights. Thank you, United Nations. Thank you so much. Disgusting. And they say that countries need to adopt laws grounded in international human rights standards and ensure their effective implementation to prohibit, investigate, and prosecute online gender-based violence. How do you commit violence online? You commit it, they consider violence and hate speech the same because they're planning on transitioning your reality into the metaverse. And I'll explain how on the other side of this break as we tie up this segment on this digital.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, final segment here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and we're talking about how the UN plans to put the nail in the coffin, the censorship worldwide of all platforms, and how this all relates to transhumanism. Going through these UNESCO guidelines, I want to wrap this up quickly, but basically they're saying that they strongly discourage public officials from disseminating disinformation, including gendered disinformation. So if you have a senator who says we should stop mutilating children, that will be banned. UN strategy, and they mentioned the UN strategy and plan of action on hate speech. So the UN are actively trying to stop quote-unquote hate speech that doesn't exist. It's basically, I don't like what you're saying, and therefore you can't say it. They say that, again, that any regulatory authority that deals with digital platforms, content management, regardless of the thematic, is structured as independent, shielded from political and economic interests, except for the fact that they all have political and economic interests. But again, I want to say here, they say that platforms should be transparent and disclose all information about the type, number, and legal basis of requests they make to digital platforms to take down, remove, and block content. But states should be able to demonstrate how this is consistent with Articles 19.3 and 20 of the ICCPR, which we just went through before, which basically has to do with anything that we say. Anything that we say is disrespectful is disrespectful. Anything that we say is public health is public health. So, I mean, there's no winning with these guys. And if you look at the way in which Meta operates, and now sadly X seems to be having similar issues, it is removing content that they don't like. I spoke about it the other day. If Meta had not mitigated my growth and stifled my growth, I would be well over, and I mean seriously conservatively, well over 1 million followers on there. And I hate using that word, but, you know, people on my Instagram account, well over 1 million based on the growth that I was getting. But because they've stifled it so much, I'm sitting on, I think, 100 and something thousand. It's not about the numbers for me. It's about the fact that these people are squashing the truth. I can't reach at least 900,000 people who may be able to join us in saying, actually, we don't want to be part of the UN. Do you understand the problem here? And so they say that digital platforms should not be held liable when they act in good faith and with due diligence, carry out voluntary investigations, or take other measures aimed at detecting, identifying, and removing or disabling access to content that is prohibited, again, under Article 20 of the ICCPR, which is any propaganda for war, which is interesting because that's certainly present from some countries at the moment, and any advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence. What on earth is racial or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination? That constitutes incitement to discrimination. Who defines that? Who says this comment that you made could incite discrimination? What's discrimination? Do we even trust these people to define that anymore? Well, you mean how you discriminate against white people every single day on the television when Joe Biden says that white supremacists are the biggest threat to democracy? That's pretty discriminatory. And so why does this matter how does this link to transhumanism? Well, the UN have published this book, which I keep going on about, and please go to band.video. And just type in UN 100, go to Band.Up Video, go to the Z Media channel on there, or go to zmedia.com and the interviews page and type in UN 100. This is the book that they published, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. I've done a 3.5-hour series on this that literally everyone in the world needs to see. Because this book tells you what the future of the internet is. And it goes hand in hand with what we've just spoken about today. This book, they say, that one of the contributors says he received a message when he was playing around with frequencies, Vince Cerf, the evangelist of the internet, they call him. He received a message from an unknown entity from 2045 that said, keep going, you're on the right track, you're going to make it, but you need to go really hard with Agenda 2030, which includes depopulating the planet. And they published this. And they say that given such, in part one, they say that they've entered the world into a new social contract in the age of artificial intelligence. As part of that new social contract, you're referred to as an AI world citizen. The metaverse is actually called the AI world society. Metaverse is just the trendy term. AI world society is what they actually call it, which is the transition of human beings into Borgs, and they say that in here. They say, given, such ambiguities and uncertainties, it is not surprising that the international community has not yet fully grasped the implications of the new unknowns and the potential threats to the global order. And they say that we are at the beginning of a new era, a world of mind-machine convergence. This is the United Nations and the Boston Global Forum, and Ursula von der Leyen of the EU has contributed to this book. The Boston Global Forum is run by Michael Dukakis, of all people. But they're saying There's a threat to the global order. People don't realize we've entered the world of mind-machine convergence. We're transitioning humans to this Borg hive mind. We're injecting you with nanotechnology. We're dropping it from airplanes. It's all going to change. We're going to merge man with machine, and you guys just don't know it yet. But our global order includes the mind-machine convergence, where they describe how your neighbor will see what you're thinking inside the AI world society. Therefore, you will self-police to the point where you are too afraid to think freely. And why will you do that? Well, because in their society, because you're constantly living in what they call mixed reality, right? It's not you are now part of the internet of everything. Your body, your mind, everything is part of their internet. And so you can't actually earn inside the AI world society. There's no real money. They say it's all digital currency. And you can't earn unless you think like they want you to think, unless you do what they want you to do. So this is what CBDCs are actually about, guys. People think, oh, well, if they go digital, you know, I guess I'll just get a central bank digital currency and keep living a normal life and, you know, do things in secret. No, 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 no. There's no secret inside the AI world society, because every thought is feeding into the hive mind internet of everything. There's no secrets. You think like them, you do what they want you to do, and then you can mine cryptocurrency with your body's data. That is Bill Gates' patent 060606, and that is exactly what the UN 100 have published is going to be the future. And so you look at all of the laws around central bank digital currency, digital ID, zero trust internet model, all of this is lining up to the point where no one can say anything online that doesn't agree, apparently not even offline, that doesn't agree with what these maniacs say. Most people don't realize that we've entered into a new global order. Our global order is threatened. Mind-machine convergence. Think about all the statements that these transhumanists and Yuval make that say there's no free will. There's no human rights. Humans are hackable animals. They mean it. The United Nations, the UN 100 has published that we have entered this global order, the era of mind-machine convergence. And so it's going to be very interesting, folks. I know Mike Adams has spoken about, I really love that guy. I really respect him. And he's spoken about ways in which, you know, the tech heads are going to circumvent Web 3.0. But my point in all of this was to tell you that there are even, you know, organizations that are trying to stand for free speech that won't be able to inside the AI world society. And so we have a couple of options here, guys. We take back the hearts and minds of the world while we still can, or we'll have to figure out a way to function without the internet. I'm not even kidding. It's been an honor to be here with you all. Again, that series, go and watch it. UN 100, the AI apocalypse on zmedia.com or on our Zmedia channel on band.video. I'm Maria Z, and I'm really grateful for your time today, guys. Share this everywhere and go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.